All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Kuf Ayin Zayin, the section of Parnasa. So says the Mechaber, HaParnasa Shel HaAdam, we actually started this section, but we'll just read it again. HaParnasa Shel HaAdam, sorry? We left off, I think, in the middle, correct? The Lachain, yes. Okay, I'll do it quickly. HaParnasa Shel HaAdam, you know, I figure over a Shabbos, over a Sunday, we forget our emuna, you know, so we have to. So HaParnasa Shel HaAdam Yikfi Midas HaBitachon Shel HaBashem Yizbarach. So a person's parnasa is in direct correlation or direct accordance with his level of bitachon in Hashem. So remember again, we discussed last week the distinction between emuna and bitachon. So emuna is the three-pronged approach to belief, which we've been discussing, and we're going to come back to it today, Meretz Hashem, that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is for good, and everything has a message. That's emuna. Bitachon represents a feeling of safety, security, optimism, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me. So the Mechaber suggests that a person's parnasa is ultimately tied in to his bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the bitachon zochna ide emuna. But again, bitachon is a result of emuna. In other words, you have to start with emuna, three-pronged emuna, and then from emuna, a person comes to a state of bitachon. Lochein, adam shekashalo beparnasa, tzar sheikir avodaso tia al emuna va'al bitachon. This is an incredible yisod. Therefore, a person who is struggling with parnasa, so sometimes we think the struggling to perform, struggle with parnasa, so the answer or the approach has to be that I have to work harder. Now, sometimes that might be true. Sometimes, again, I'm struggling with parnasa because I'm not putting in enough effort or I'm not putting in the right kind of effort. That could happen. But the Mechaber also says over here, sometimes in life we know I'm putting in all the right effort. I'm putting in incredible amount of effort. I'm doing anything and everything that is within my power, yet it's still not coming together. So says the Mechaber, that's when a person has to begin to work on their midah of emuna and bitachon. That's when a person has to begin to work on this two-pronged approach. Emuna, and then from emuna comes bitachon. Al pi emuna, tzar kol echad ladash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zanes kol abrumim beisei kinevad karnei re'imim. So based on emuna, person first. So what's the first level of emuna when it comes to parnasa? The first stage of emuna when it comes to parnasa is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains anything and everything. All parnasa comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does that mean? All parnasa from the lowliest of creatures all the way to man is only sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'choshekim b'nei Adam, farmu chazal, misha nosein chayim nosein mizonos. If I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives life, if I believe that God gives life, then by extension I also believe that God gives sustenance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives parnasa. Perusho, shemisha ma'amin shabari hu nosein lo chayim, tzarech kam lahamin shekozman shabari rotze sheyichyeh, who yitin lo bame lichyos. This is an incredibly important yisod. If I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me life, then I also must believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me what I need in order to be sustained. In other words, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me life and not to sustain life is an exercise in futility. So therefore, if I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me life, which we all believe, then by extension, I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains life. How does God sustain life? That's parnasa. That's parnasa. So if every single day I believe, when I open my eyes, I say, Moda ani, Yibosh, you have given me back my neshama. So if I believe that, then I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the parnasa throughout the day, throughout my life, in order to sustain that very life. He goes on, V'imhu lo rotze sheyichyeh, eino tzarech lekachas lo asam zonos v'shil shiyamos, elo hu yochol lekachas es nishmaso bein ko vako. And Chas Hashem, similarly, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer wants to give life, God doesn't have to take my parnasa in order to take my life, but rather, again, He could just take life. So two incredible yitzhodos the Mechaber has told us. First of all, introduced us, we often use the words emuna and bitachon interchangeably, but in fact, they're two dramatically different things. Emuna, again, is the three-pronged approach to faith. All this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all is for good, and everything that happens to me is for a reason. There's a message in it. Bitachon is a sense of safety and security, confidence, hope, and optimism, which comes from a reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitachon is a result of emuna. If I believe in the three-pronged approach to emuna, then by definition, I have a feeling of safety, security, confidence, optimism, hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide. That's yisod number one. Yisod number two is that if I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me life, then by definition, I believe he gives me parnasa. Because what would be the point of getting life from God if that life was not sustained by God? Therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go ahead and give me life, therefore, by definition, I believe that he's also going to give me the supporting parnasa. Lochein, Adam sheish lamuna shlema, shashem yisbrach mashgiach ala binyina parnasa. So we'll say, therefore, again, listen to this. And again, he'll say, you know, a number, I have to say that the Gan HaMuna shir is definitely the shir that elicits the most amount of feedback. Interestingly enough, sometimes not necessarily in the shir, but, you know, for our personal people who listen online, because the truth is he speaks in HaMuna, about HaMuna, in very black and white terms. So you have to understand something. When it comes to Inyanim of Emunah, the discussions often happen in the black and white. The actualization is often in the gray. So when we speak about concepts, these are concepts that we're outlining and highlighting. Sometimes, again, to actually live them requires a lot more effort. He makes it sound simple in here. But then when we begin to drill down, try to implement it, but sometimes in life you have to know the proper framework, the reality, the theological reality that we aspire for, even if it takes a little bit of time to get there. Lochein, Adam sheish la'emunah shleima, she'Hashem yisbarach mashkiach ala binyan parnasa. Therefore, a person who has complete emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of his parnasa, zenikra she'ish lo bitachon shalim ma'Hashem yisbarach. This person is considered to have a complete emuna in Hashem. Listen to this. Bevadai la adam kazeh, ein lo shum daiga al parnasa. Such a person like this, I was saying, who has complete emuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine providence is upon my parnasa. I have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a person has absolutely no concerns about his parnasa. We'll say, so now, what does that mean? That a person has absolutely no concerns about his parnasa. We'll say, what doesn't it mean? What doesn't it mean? Right. First of all, of course, right. Number one, it doesn't mean you stay home and don't do anything. That's number one. Number two, I'll say, is it doesn't automatically mean that you're going to have every single thing that you want. This is an important yisod. Meaning, I'll say, challenge is part of the nature and the fabric of the human condition. So if I have complete emunah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally oversees and manages my parnasa. I have bitachon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of me. That does not mean that I'm going to be flush with cash. That does not mean that I'm going to have every single thing that I want. What it means is, I believe that God is managing this process. I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me, and I believe that the same God who gives me life is going to give me what I need to sustain that life. Again, I want to be very clear, because sometimes we have, and it's a little bit, it's a little bit of like a childish view, that if I have complete emunah bitachon, Moshe is going to take care of me with everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. But God taking care of me might not look like the way I'd like to be taken care of. I would like to be taken care of in this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may not be taking care of me. And what emunah means is to be able to feel like I'm being taken care of by God, even if it's not exactly what I want, how I envisioned, or what I desired. I would say, and again, these are these very fine lines, because sometimes in life, the reason I don't have what I want or what I desire, has nothing to do with God. It has to do with me. It has to do with bad decisions that I make, or not bad, wrong decisions that I make. Sometimes it's a lack of effort. Sometimes it's a lot of effort, but in all the wrong directions. So there's this incredible balance in a variety of different directions. But the point that the Mechaber is making over here is that when I have emunah, and when I have emunah, and therefore by extension, when I have bitachon, I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of my parnasa. Maybe not how I want, when I want, or as much as I want, but Lamaisi takes care of me. He goes on, he says, He said, and that's why in Loshum Daigah Parnasas, I don't have a worry. Why don't I have a worry? I don't have a worry because I believe that God is managing this process for me. We'll say, sometimes again, this is an incredible yisod. My job is not necessarily to worry about my parnasa. We'll say, what does that mean? What does that mean? So what is my job if it's not my job to worry about my parnasa? And we'll say, what would you say? If it's not my job to worry about my parnasa, then what is my job? To make parnasa, right? Well, I'll say, to work. My job is to work. My job, I'll say, worry is an incredible thing that could consume all of your emotional energy and gives you absolutely nothing in return but more worry. No one has ever worried a problem to solution, right? Oh, you know what? I'm worrying about this for 27 hours and I'll bakash on itself. Right? That never happens. All a person does when they worry is they just worry themselves, usually into confusion or into inaction. So the idea over here is my job is to work. My job is to figure out solutions. My job is to work hard, not to worry. I don't need to worry. I don't need to worry because I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu has my back. I know that he's got this. Again, maybe he hasn't got the way I'd like it. I'd like him to have it a little bit differently. I'd like him to go ahead and kind of play this hand a little bit differently. But let me see, he's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just me. So I have to put in the effort. I have to do the work, but I don't have to worry. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu's job to worry. God has to be the warrior. And one thing is clear, which is I have my emuna, I have my bitachon, that engenders a certain feeling of almost tranquility and happiness and optimism and confidence and faith, the bitachon, because I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this. Maybe I'm a little bit uncertain as to how it's all going to play out, but there's an incredible confidence of knowing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is managing this process. But so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with the rest of Parnasa and Mirat Hashem tomorrow. Correct.